Hello, and thank you for listening to the Prestige Property Group podcast. With each podcast, we will be interviewing one of our expert property professionals about market conditions and advice for property buyers in their specialist locality. In this episode, Mike Brownholtz, PPG's Director of French Sales, speaks to Jean-Claude Viaud, who is in charge of Prestige operations in Provence and its surrounding areas. Mike's first question was, which areas are you currently covering and what kind of properties are you selling?
We cover four departments, the Bouches-du-Rhône, the Var, the Vaucluse, and part of the Alpes de Haute-Provence, which means that we go up to about Vaison-la-Romaine, north yes. of Avignon, on the west, just to the Rhône River, and on the east,
okay, so and it's is it principally
the source is the sea.
Indeed, yeah, of course. And is it principally large properties in the countryside that you deal in, or do you have a lot of properties in town?
We mainly have properties in the countryside, but also some in town, and we have some in small villages also. Farmers is in the countryside, yes.
The classic Provençal style house that has been so popular with the British buyer. That's one question I was going to lead into. Have these sorts of properties been selling well recently? I mean, I know a lot of markets in Europe have been having a really, really tough time, and I don't know whether you've been suffering as well. Has it been very difficult?
The market is very, very slow these days, yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But, it's a strange situation because we have difficulties with properties at a reasonable price level. Probably mainly because people have difficulties to find money in the banks.
Exactly, and of course we've.
On the other hand, we still have difficulties to find high price properties because people who own high price properties and. We don't need the money, don't want to sell at this time.
No, exactly. We've also been having a lot of problems. Obviously, many of our customers in Britain are starting with pounds, and the strength of the euro against the pound has made it very, very difficult to sort of justify buying at this point with it at €1.15 or something like that. It's very difficult. Exactly. So are there buyers coming from other parts of Europe? Where are your principal sort of buyers coming from? Which are your big markets now, if it's not Britain?
We are working 95% with foreigners, and out of them, half of them are British.
Yeah.
We also have people coming from Scandinavia, from Holland, Belgium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
People want to spend half of the year here and half of the year in their country.
Yes, that's right. And I think we had somebody from Singapore that we sent to you.
Yep, right.
Absolutely. And of course, they've got the advantage that they're not sitting on pounds or they're not sitting on dollars. Because of course, even we did have quite a few American buyers at one point, but the dollar weakened against the euro a lot, and that was a problem too. Do you have many American buyers? Yes, I think so. I think you're right. So, of the buyers that you have, what are they? Is there a sort of general type of property that they're all looking for? Is there one type of property that you can say that everybody's looking for at the moment? Or is it all different types?
The type of property people are looking for, especially the British, is typically farmhouse close to a village because they want to go walking to the village. They want to have enough ground but not to be isolated. Not to be too remote. They want to have an house where they can do some work, but not too much. And ancient property with a nice view, no noise. property for most of our clients.
Exactly, and normally they want to have a swimming pool, that kind of thing.
Swimming pool, yes, but it's no big deal. I mean, if there is no swimming pool, that's not the most difficult to do. So it's very rarely an issue.
Okay.
And most houses have already a swimming pool. So.
Yeah. And what would be the sort of entry-level price for these kinds of properties, the type of property you're describing, the classic Provençal farmhouse?
It starts around €800,000, about €800,000, and afterwards it can go up to €5-6 million.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, indeed. And are there many properties on the market that you could buy that need, you know, restoring, that kind of thing, where people could take a property that's almost in a ruinous state and invest in it, or virtually any property like that has already been refurbished now, I'd imagine?
Well, it's very rare now. You know, it's more and more difficult because, as you say, most of them have been already refurbished, and it's very, very difficult to find a ruin or something like that. And even more, when you find property like that, you have to get the permission to rebuild it, which is not of use. So.
Exactly. That wouldn't be.
No, what happens more often is that people buy a property which has been refurbished 20 years ago, and they refurbish it again.
Yes, exactly, yep. Exactly. And I imagine even if there were properties which need restoring, the price wouldn't be that much. Wouldn't be fantastic because people know that they're worth a lot of money anyway.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, it's never easy to manage construction work when you are not on spot. So I do not recommend people who live in the UK, for instance, to start this kind of project because it's extremely difficult to have people working every day when you are not there to behind them.
Yeah, exactly. So in the large area that you cover, are there any particular hot spots at the moment? Are there any towns or areas that people really, really are after? Is it just the whole area is of interest, generally speaking?
You know, in Provence, you have, roughly speaking, you have two different markets. You have one which is the coast.
Yes.
And the other one which is the countryside. And on the coast, the market was a little bit crazy during the past years, mainly because of the Russians, but they have also disappeared recently. And in the countryside, it's not the same type of people. They're looking for the most fashionable areas are probably the Alpi, which is a very small area south of Avignon.
Yes. Yes.
Which has been now successful for maybe 20 years. And the area around Aix-en-Provence, because Aix is a very nice city and people are always looking for a house in the countryside with the possibility to go to the city very often.
Indeed. And those are the classic areas. That's what I would have probably said from the inquiries that we've received over the last 10 years. Working with you, those have been the places that come up again and again and again. Now, moving on to a slightly different subject, obviously during the credit crunch, accessing finance has become a big problem in many of the markets that we work in. I mean, do many of your buyers traditionally, have they been needing to get mortgages or get finance, or have they mostly had their own money and don't require finance?
Most of my clients have their own money. During the last past year, they were interest rates were very low, so it was interesting to borrow money. But most of them have enough money to for their acquisition, mm-hmm. And few of them are looking for a loan in France.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I suppose at your level, obviously we do operate in some markets where the prices are at 150 or 200,000 euros. And in those markets, people do like to borrow money to finance. But I guess it's kind of difficult to get a mortgage for 500,000 euros if you're a British guy, you know, coming in to try and buy in France, and probably not sensible.
No, it depends. You know. then that's
really
not a problem.
And what
takes
what
some time, but that's all.
What sort of guarantees or collateral would that buyer have had to put down in order to get such a lot of finance? So they just put those up as security against the
client. In addition to that, of course, there is a mortgage on the property they buy. So. Mm-hmm.
And is this something you can help our clients with? Are you able to offer advice on appointing professionals such as legal people and that kind of thing? Is that something that you help with as part of your service? Exactly.
And we believe that it's a waste of money to pay these people. It's much better to ask a builder to come to see the house. The builder will make an estimate of the cost of the work which would have to be done, and he's committed by his estimate, because afterwards, if he makes the work, he has to invoice along with the estimate. So it's much safer to work that way.
Yes.
So that's the kind of thing we do. We also may introduce people to tax specialists, because we are not tax specialists. And,
yes.
So they find the right advice.
Mm, good. Well, that's going to be very useful for our customers. Now, obviously, we do have, there's quite a lot of seasonality to people buying properties. Is there a particular season that you find, or is it in the spring or in the summer that people seem to be looking for properties mostly?
It's very, very difficult to say, because the only thing I can say is that the serious clients don't come in August. Otherwise, I could say that when people really want to buy an house, they try to come between September and February, because they know it takes about 3 months to buy a property. Afterwards,
yep.
They will want to do some work in it and take advantage of it at the during the next summer.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult. There is no real seasonality, no.
Okay.
You know, it's not like in market where people start a job and buy an house in order to have the children going at school in September.
No. I understand. There has been, I mean, in some of our markets, there's been a tradition for people to start looking at the end of the summer, because people selling their properties are trying to get the last rental. Is that not something that you have?
Yeah. The good products are sold very rapidly.
Thank you then, Jean-Claude Fiord. That was a fascinating insight into the market in and around Aix-en-Provence and the Provence part of France. All our properties can be seen on www.prestigeproperty.co.uk. Thanks again for listening.